fed by ravens. Transformation starts with trust. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 to 4, Scripture says, "The word of the Lord came to him, saying, Go away from here, and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. It shall be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." So then, traits of a faithful servant leader include 1. Trust in God and a willingness to be used by God. 2. Complete obedience to God's instructions. And 3. Courage and boldness to defy cultural norms, habits, and expectations. We see these traits in Elijah as we read, "The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. Time passes and the brook runs dry. The Lord tells Elijah, 'Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.' Arriving in the city, Elijah asks the widow for food and water. She replies, 'As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl, and a little oil in the jar, and behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.'" God used ravens to provide food for Elijah by the brook. Now God will use Elijah to provide for the widow and her son. The widow trusts Elijah, and God uses him to perform a miracle in her life as he fills her bowl of flour and jar of oil supernaturally day after day. A brook, ravens, a prophet, and a widow, all were tools of the transformation used by God. Child of God, are you willing to be used by God to transform the lives of others? Are you willing to do whatever God asks you to do, despite how foolish or ridiculous it may seem? Trust in God to provide all you need. Like Elijah, allow God to use you as a change agent in the lives of others for His glory and honor. Lord, thank you for this powerful lesson on faithful servant leadership. Holy Spirit, shape me and mold me into an obedient and faithful servant, and use me as a tool for God's glory and honor. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.